Apparently, we had a Beatles reunion a couple of weeks ago. Unbeknownst to me, they reformed and they're in video form now. They've reformed as holograms on a game called Beatles Rock Band. I haven't played it yet because I'm cool. And I don't fucking play video games because I'm a little too old to be that guy. And let's play more video games. That'd be great, Grandpa. Why don't you go do something? Isn't there a putting green or something that you could enjoy yourself on while the young people play Beatles Rock Band? And we didn't live through the songs, Greg. That's why we enjoy the Beatles. And of course, I love the Beatles. And I fucking can't see shit. So I was watching VH1, which I never do, because it's only shows about people with tattoos who are horrible and sleep with each other. And every show is a contest to see how unbelievably slatternly you can be. And so they were showing all the Beatles. They showed the Beatles anthology, which in my opinion, and maybe I'm wrong, I'd never really seen the whole thing, is the worst documentary ever made about anything that was popular. The Beatles made it in the 90s when they detested each other beyond all comprehension. They hated each other more than The Who hated each other in the fucking 70s when they made this thing. So every single scene is them in an apartment or somebody's house with Jules Holland mediating the documentary. And Paul McCartney will go, "Oh, the reason we did that was because, you know, we had an idea and we invented Sergeant Pepper and it was a submarine." And then George will go, "That's not why we fucking did it." And that's it. And that's the whole documentary for 9 hours. And Ringo going, "Everybody shut up, cool it." You know, that's the whole documentary. And I discovered something else, that George Martin, who I always thought was a producing genius or whatever, because he did comedy and then he did all the Beatles albums, is the most unbelievably pretentious windbag that ever fucking walked the face of the earth. He looks fantastic and he has bitchin' hair. He has Leopold Stokowski composer hair. And that's why we have been buying that he's a musical genius. Because his hair is floppy and he's aquiline and you think, he's 65, I'd still hit it. You know what I mean? Like, he's got that going on. He has absolutely no fucking insight into the Beatles whatsoever. Every single song, they did a Sgt. Pepper special, I watched it, and he goes, "Oh, you know, Sgt. Pepper, very deceptively simple song." And then he plays the notes, ding, 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 ding. Next song, A Little Help from My Friends. Deceptively simple. Hey, dickface. Every single song they wrote was deceptively simple. Did they have no other moods? And then, Yes, I just called George Martin dickface without a punchline. That's how that thin-ass premise hung over the precipice. Then they show, like, he has the whole four tracks, right? And then and pulling up the different tracks, how they mixed it and whatnot. And then I had the idea to put an oboe inside a clarinet and have a dwarf play it while riding a unicycle around Leicester Square. And that's how we got the distinctive French horn sound on this. Fuck. And you're like, "Oh, fuck, no." Now I'm bored with Sgt. Pepper, when before I only hated four of the songs on it. That you always skip, because who fucking wants to hear Within You Without You? I'm sorry. I love George Harrison, but wow, that song eats fucking curry with a spoon. That song below ho-hos. Any song that starts with "We were talking." "Were you? I'm gripped. Carry on." One wonders what the conversation was like. Please, George. 6 more minutes. And then there's a scene in the Beatles anthology where, and this is why I call it the worst documentary. Like, if you've ever seen The Kids Are All Right about The Who, or End of the Century about The Ramones, you're moved, you're crying, you're laughing, you don't know which way to turn, you want to tear your teeth out. They're so extraordinary. The Beatles anthology, at one point, Paul is driving a tugboat. I don't know if anyone saw this fucking scene. Have you seen this? He's in a fucking tugboat. Like Admiral Halsey from a later shittier album, if you recall, who notified him he had to have a thing, he couldn't get a tea, and da da da, and a butter pie. And he's fucking driving a tugboat, and Jules Holland is hidden behind the prow or whatever the fucking bridge of the tugboat. So he's speaking to someone who isn't there and going, "Oh, well, the reason we made the album is like, why are you in a tugboat? I don't remember the album Rubber Tugboat or whatever. Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Tugboat Crew Band. Fucking the Tugboat album. No, it never let it toot. I don't remember any of those. There's no possible reason that you're in a tugboat other than you're forming a twat navy right now is what you're doing. You are the admiral of the navy of the twats. You shouldn't be in a tugboat.